We're up to Kuf Beis Amid Beis, the top. Bomer of Shisha Bered Ravidi, Sai Nashori. Rashi, Sai Nashori, Kova Shalavad, Shikorin Paltry, Mutalotis for the Shabbos. It's a hat that's made out of felt, a felt hat. So you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Well, Tanya Osir, as a Bryson that says that this hat is also Lokasha. Hard the history, tefach, hard the less be that. If it has a tefach of a brim, then it's an oil, and it's also to wear. If it doesn't have a tefach of a brim, then it's what's it called, then it's mutter. So it says, Elamiata, Sharbi, Biglime, tefach, Hochinamid Osir. The person stretched out his arm, or stretched out his bed a little bit, and made a tefach of an oil, and be Osir. And here it's a clothing that has a tefach. Why should that be considered an oil? Versus Lokasha. Chod mahade, chod lo mahade. Rashi says it depends if it's tightly on or not. And the issue over here is not oil. Something that's clothing isn't considered an oil. And therefore a hat with a brim more than a tefach is never considered an oil. The problem is we're afraid that if it's a tefach or more, that the wind will get it and it'll blow off and you'll end up carrying it. See Rashi? That's how Rashi learns. Chod ispe tefach, sheyotze tefach rochad svos v'ahala mirosho, osur davi oil. This is more in the beginning. It says that if it's a tefach, then it's osur because it looks like an oil. Sharbi b'glime, herich v'talis v'ahala mirosho, v'otzio tefach, hochinami v'osur. You pick your talus and you stretch it out a little bit. It's osur to do that. The time allowed mishumoa. There's no issue by clothing of oil. Ella Dilma Nofa Mirasha. We're afraid the hat's going to fall off. Hilgach Miki Mahadi Pekosha Buritsua Tachat Savor Oshori. Below Osher. Therefore, if it's tied with a Ritsua under your chin, then it's not going to fall off. Then it's Mutter. And if not, it's Osher. That's how Rashi learns. So our hats, even if they have a tefach, but Lamaisha, they're made to be deep and not to fall off your head easily. They're just like you have a ritsua, and that's mutter. And that's why we're knowing to wear hats that have more than a tefach of a brim. Tosfos though brings the Rabbeinu Hananel. He says Mahadik is a different shot. If the brim is soft, pliable, then it's not considered an oil because it droops down. But if the brim is hard, then it's awesome. So our hats have a hard brim, and they're more than a tefach. So there's a few different reasons why they're mutter. The Taz says that those hats were things that you could either make the brim smaller or bigger. If you made it bigger, so then it looked like an oil. But our hats, you can't make the brim smaller or bigger. That's the hat. So it's not an oil, it's part of the hat. That's, you're not wearing the hat for an oil, you're wearing the hat to wear a hat. So there the brim is not considered an ohel. Also you're not mechaven for an ohel. And we hold that Tov Hashem Mechaven is mutter. And it's not a psikresha, dafka, to be an ohel. The whole thing that makes an ohel is kavam. And what else? Us others say that the brims of our hat don't go out, that they go down. That's not our hats really. Our hats are not like that. But the hats that they used to wear, that the Achronim speak about, the hats that droop down. So that wasn't considered an oil, even if it was a tefach. That doesn't apply to our hats. And the Mishabura Taka says, in a place where the minig is to wear a hat with a brim more than a tefach, then it's mutter for all these reasons. Either with Samach and Rashi, that the chlal is no iser of oil, it's only if it's going to fall off and the hats are made to stay on. And but if there's no specific minig, he says it's good to be machmer, like the Rabbeinu Hananel, that if the hat has a brim of more than a tefach, not to wear it.
The tefach is both back and front together, or just the...
No, tefach out. Tefach out.
Are you in star both sides?
No. One, what's it called? Each star on each side, is it? And, because it doesn't stick out from your head more than a tefach on any side. Also, it could be worse if you're wearing a hat that's specifically made for the shade. If you're wearing one of these big sombreros, so that, l'chora, is mamish made for the shade. There, you can't have the teretz of Eina Meskaven, your Mechaven. there it could be that it's a problem. Or a baseball hat, where the visor is made specifically to make shade. It's made for Noah.
A woman's hat, women's wear, all kinds of women wear all kinds of different hats. Woman.
What's the difference?
No,
listen, again, if they're made for the shade, then it's more of a problem. If they're made just for style, then there's no difference than a man's hat. It depends what they're made for. But a woman's hat also is not necessarily made for the shade, but dafka. It's made because it's stylish. Or whatever. Okay.
So what's with the baseball cap?
What?
Can women wear a baseball cap on Shabbos?
Yeah, according to most of these reasons, yeah.
It's not for me.
Machzirin shira tachno b'mikdash alavalo b'medina. If you have a chest that has a door that's connected with a hinge, the hinge used to have a peg at the top and a peg in the bottom. So you can, if one side came out, right, you can put the bottom back in the mikdash, but not in the medina. And the top one, kanvakanosin. The top one, we'll see, Rashi explains, there's an issur d'oraisa, and therefore it's also both in the mikdash and in the medina. The bottom one is only issur d'rabbanan, and therefore in the mikdash there was no shvuyot or shvusim, and at least many shvusim weren't in the mikdash, and therefore it's mutter in the mikdash, but also the medina. Rabbi Yehuda omer ho'elim b'mikdash v'atachtom medina. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Even the top one is only an issur d'rabbanan. And the bottom one is what's called not even an issur d'rabbanan, and therefore it's mutter even outside the mikdash. Rashi, machzirin tzir hatachton, shodelis, chalom, sheda, tevo, migdo. Right? If you have a chest, any kind of these chests, that and the delis is on the the side. Shibishchei mitzideihem. Their opening is on the side. The tzir ha-tachton calls man shalo yotzo ha-elyon noach lach zero. As long as the top hinge is in, it's easy to push the bottom one back in. The ain't kan binyan. Therefore, it's not considered binyan. And the ma'isa, this man yomer holds yish binyan b'kelim. That binyan is not only things connected to the ground, even by kelim. And therefore, if it would be considered binyan, it would be asur min ha-torah. Avalobim medina, gzerish ha-miyitka. Medina, you're not allowed to do it because that's with the Rabbanan. Because we're afraid you put it in a professional way, the garzan or makavos, you'll hammer it in or whatever, to have your malacha. And then it'll be taka malacha. That'll be mamash real binyan or makabal patish, one of the two. For Elyon kam v'kan osur, the kivin sheyotso Elyon, since the top one came out, right, kulo no, from all things going to fall down. If both hinges are out, then it's a problem. Ravi Kabona, then it's mamish building. The kasavar yesh binyan b'kelim. And this Mishnah holds yesh binyan b'kelim. Umalach alohut rafil v'mikdash. And it's also in our Torah, it's not mutter even in the mikdash. Only yisurei d'rabbanan will mutter in the mikdash, not yisurei d'rais. Torah rabbanan. Torah rabbanan. Tzir delis. Shida tevel migdal. The mikdash machzirin. The medina dochim. Right, here's again, it's talking where the bottom peg fell out, the bottom hinge, and in the mikdash you're allowed to put it back in, and the medina, if it didn't come out completely, all you have to do is push it, so it'll go back in, that's okay. Ve'ho'elyon kan v'kan lo yachzer, the top one, it both came out, and you have to put the top one in also, then in either place you can't put it back. Why? Gzeira shemiyitka. Because maybe you put it in a professional way, tightly, with tools, the entaka chayv chatas. And if you put it in with tools, you chayv chatas. And there, Rishonim will learn that even if you hold ain't binyan by Kalim, but if you put it in professionally, then there's binyan even by Kalim. Binyan by Kalim is only where it's a flimsy binyan. That kind of binyan, the karka is chayv, binyan kaldahu. Binyan kaldahu b'kelim is not chayev, but a professional binyan is chayev, but even b'kelim. So Rashi says, the mikdash machzirin, kigon shetzrichim l'ledov v'korban, kigon shayish ha-melech u'levona u'ktoris v'inshus mikdash. It's not talking about Shtam, you don't need it at all. You need it for some purpose in the mikdash, then it's not awesome with the Rabbanan, because the Yisroi, the Rabbanan don't apply in the mikdash. of a Medina Dochkin in Lo Yatsa Kula. If the whole thing didn't come out, Mechura Iskofa, Ela Hishke Lishame, Dochkin also Lechur. If it didn't come out completely, you're allowed to put it back into place. For Elion Kan Vekan also Lechur, that'll be Bona Mamish. If you're putting both of them back in, then even in the Mikdash it's also because Mamish Binyan. Shemi Yitka, Shemi Yachzi Kenu V'Markovus of the Garzan, V'Havi Malacha. V'Tachton Medina Kor. Rashi says this is not going on the Mikdash, because in the Mikdash is no Shvus. If the only reason it's Aser to put the top one in, right, because maybe you'll put it in professionally, then in the Mikdash it shouldn't be Aser. So what is this going on? Maybe you'll put it in professionally. It's going on the bottom one in the Medina. But that's Aser Midrabanan. Why is it Aser Midrabanan? Because we're afraid that you'll put it in professionally. That's an Aser Midrabanan. In the Mikdash, if the only reason will be Aser, it's because we're afraid you'll put it in professionally, it wouldn't be Aser. But in the Mikdash, if both came out, then even putting it in not professionally, Rashi holds, is an Aser Midrabanan. Tosfos learns differently, and Tosfos learns that Ein Achirani, even putting in the top one, is Ein Binyan B'Kalim. And it's not what's it called. It's only Aser if you put it in professionally. But since that Shvus is so old, that people should be over it, that if you're putting it back already, you may put it in professionally, that's Aser even in the Mikdash. Tosha says it a few times on these Dafin, that there are Shvusim that were Aser in the Mikdash. Most Shvusim weren't, but there were Shvusim that were serious ones that were Aser in the Mikdash too. Rashi says it has to be talking on the bottom one in the Medina, that that's Aser Midrabanan, because maybe you'll put it in professionally, like we said, Tosfos disagrees. The Ila Elyon, a Elyon Koi, or the Mikdash, Havile Shvus. Because if it's going on the top one, and the top one's not Aser Minatora, it's only Aser because maybe you'll put it in professionally, then it should be Mutter in the Mikdash. The Hacha Zorek Zer Mishum Shemayitzka. The Hame Nitzer Mikdash, why should be Aser in the Mikdash? The Omer HaElyon Kan V'Kan Aser. But Shvus Mikdash Lo Gosser. Like we said, Tosfos argues, and he says, no, this, if it would be a Shvus, it would be also Aser in the Mikdash, because this Shvus is a very serious Shvus. Shel Bor V'Shaldus V'Shal Yitzia Lo Yaser the Nechzer Chayav Chatos. However, if you are putting back a door that's connected to the ground, right, to things that are excavations in the ground, there it's more serious. And even if you don't put it in professionally, it's also Minatora, because it's called Binyan Koldu. Any Binyan is also when it's connected to the ground. Rashi, Shabur, Vishaldus, to have a Binyan Amachubur, Lakarka. Choshi Binyan Bekoldu. There, Binyan is higher, even a non-professional Binyan. Just anything. Bor Bechafiro, a bor is where you dig it out, dus the Binyan. The Socha Karka, a douche is where you build walls or whatever inside the ground. And that's the notion of born a douche. Okay. Rashi, Gemara. Mahzir and Ritzi of a Mikdash of a Lob Medina. You have a bandage that's on, and it has some smear on it, and it falls off. So you're allowed to return it on in the Mikdash. Because the only reason of not putting the ratia back on is because we're afraid you may smear the medicine. And that's a gzeira de rabbana. And therefore, in the mikdash is mutter. And below the medina, because we're afraid that you'll smear the medicine. In betchila kan v'kan aser. To put it on the chatchila is aser both in the mikdash and in the medina. We'll see one second how Rashi learns, because the horror of putting it on the beginning should be also be an aser de rabbana. So why should be aser in the mikdash? According to Tosfos, because that kind of, to put it on the beginning, is more chance that you're going to smear it. When it's already smeared and it falls off, it's less chance. So Tosfos would hold that you make such a gzeira even in the mikdash. But Rashi holds there's no shvus in the mikdash, so he would have to hold there's a different isra over here, which we'll see what it is. Machzir and Ritzia ka kohen, shalaka biyado, the nasan aleh Ritzia mi bod yom. A Kohen had a sore, and he put a band-aid on it on Friday. Behutzrich labura v'olde v'shabas, or b'yantin. V'nakul retir me'ayodo, sh'lo teichol tseses b'ino v'enyado l'avolda. T'chatzitza b'oselis bar, t'b'inim v'lokach ha-Kohen. And the Kohen had to take the band-aid off in order to do the avolda. Because otherwise the band-aid is a chitza between him and what he's doing the avoda. And the Kohen has to take it with his hand, and there can't be any obstruction. So the band-aid's an obstruction.
That's what band-aid you're talking about?
What?
You're not talking about a band-aid. That's what a band-aid you're talking
about. No, we're talking about a bandage that's around. Yeah. Bandage. Bandages, all things, generic things get special names. I call what you call, I guess, an ice bath. I don't know what you call it. But the thing where you put cold things, I call it a Frigidaire.
What?
My parents called it a Frigidaire. But it's not, it's a refrigerator. Frigidaire is a brand name.
And the
first one is a Xerox.
I'm saying, yeah, what?
You use a Xerox machine.
Right. So it's.
Okay.
So we got you got the idea. So a band-aid is a bandage. But since band-aids is.
The question is, is it sticky? Band-aid or is it just wrapped?
No, it's a bandage. A band mama's a real bandage. Like gauze and something around it. They didn't have band-aids then. Well, the kivan de chayit shlohavi lakicha de kohen. And since this bandage is a chatzitza, so it's the Kohen's not taking the thing with his hand. There's something separating. Magzira b'mikdash, or the mikdash, you're allowed to return the bandage, put it back on, if it falls off. Dilo shorase magzira lo shokale miyodeh. Because if you won't let him put it back, he won't take it off. And if you won't take it off, umimna b'lo avid avod, he won't do avod. The zeh echad mishlosh advorim mo'amur mishachas beya shehutu sofa mishum tzilasa. So over here, it's not talking where it fell off. It's talking where you took it off. You took it off, you've got to put it back. Why? Because we're afraid if we don't let you put it back, you won't take it off. And in the mikdash, that would avoid, that would prevent the Kohen from doing avoda. Avalog medina, gzema gzera shemi mareya charitia, umeril real chayim memachik. It's a mistake here. It shouldn't say mochik, say memachik. Ha'omer bovis mochis or shabbos. Mamachik is smoothing things out, and smearing things is also smoothing them out, and therefore it's also mishum mamachik, and the medina is a gzera, and here there's no reason why we don't care if you don't take it off, so don't take it off. If you take it off, you can't put it back. In betchila, shalohaisak shurim bogeon, if you didn't have the bandage on at all on Friday, you want to put a new bandage on Shabbos, the kohen zeh lo soka l'tzorach avoda. The kohen didn't take it off. You want to put a bandage on now. Kan v'kan osur. The hachal lekala neimer in shvus b'mikdash. Here you can't say, well, there's no shvus. Why shouldn't you be able to put on a bandage in the mikdash? The avada hai shvus lav l'tzorach gavohu. El tzorach atzma. The shvus in the mikdash that is mutter is if it has some tzorach for things in the mikdash. But here, there's nothing to do with the mikdash at all. Right? The fact that a kohen can't put a bandage on in the mikdash, that's usher, because in the mareach has nothing to do with avoda. Just the opposite. It prevents him from doing avoda. It doesn't permit him. So we don't let him put a bandage on the chatzil on Shabbos, just like if he'd be outside the mikdash. There is a shvus for mikdash, even Rashi holds, because there's nothing to do with the mikdash.
Also to put back the doors and all that.
What?
To put back the doors in the Mishnah.
Yeah, so Rashi says it was Tzorach Korban. There was Lavona in it, or whatever. Rashi said there was some kind of tzorach for the mikdash. Okay, let's see the Rav Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Ritzia Sheparsha Me'al Gabi Maka. If you have a bandage that fell off the maka, Machzir in the Shabbos, you're not putting it back on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Huchla Kolamata Docha Lamala, Lamala Docha Lamata. Umegalam Nitzas Haritzia, Umekaneach Pi Hamaka. The chozur magala mitzvah ritzia umekaneach pi amaka uritzia asmalo yikaneach neishu memareach the mireach chayiv chatzos. Okay, so what's going on over here? The rabbanon hold that if the bandage fell off, you're allowed to return it. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If it fell out of place, didn't fall off, it just got moved out of place, you can move it back into place. And then you can't move it completely off. You can move it a little bit to this side and clean off that part of the makkah. Move it to the other side, clean off that part of the makkah. But you can't clean off the bandage because you'll smooth out the shmear that's on the bandage. And if you did shmear it, the chayv achatas. It's a melacha d'oraisa of mimareach. Rashi, retia sheparsha shenofla. It fell off. The medina komairi. It's talking outside the mikdash. Well, because in the mikdash you're allowed to put it back up. You didn't take it off on purpose. You watch the cord, it fell off. Machzirin, the milk took low shrifah. So Rashi says, why? If you took it off on purpose, then it's what's it called, usher to put back, bendina. If it fell off, it's mutter to put back, according to the Rabbanan. So Rashi learns, because a bandage that falls off by itself is milk low shrifah. It doesn't usually happen, and then the Rabbanan won't go there. The Rabbanan goes there, but Rabbanan. Others say that if you take it off on purpose, with the intention of putting it back, so you, what's it called, there you mavatl the original bandage. But if it just fell off without kavana, then that's not mavatl the original putting on, so it's just continuing putting it on. Here you're putting it on again, and it's like you're putting on new. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi says that's mosad lo shchicha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nafla im machzir. If it fell off, you can't put it back on. Aval im huchlika, dochka umachlika lamaka. But if it, what's it called, it went out of place, still on your arm, but it's higher than the maka, lower than the maka, then you can put it back into place. Shehu memareach, nechmachli gumo shebritia. You're smoothing out the spaces, the holes in the bandage. Meruach chaya mishumamachik. And meruach, smearing is chaya because of smoothing out. Weiter. Omer of Yehuda. Omer Shmuel. Halacha k'reb Yehuda. The halacha is k'reb Yehuda, that if it falls off completely, you can't put it back on. And if it goes out of place, you can put it back to place. But not like the Rabbanan, who all, if it falls off completely, you can put it back. Omer of Chisel, Oshomer, Elishapir, Shagabe Kli. Ava Pir, Shagabe Karka, Adivri Akol Asher. Even, what's it called, the Chachamim, who say that it falls off, you can put it back on, that's only if it falls off and it didn't go on the ground. But if it fell to the ground, then you can't put it back, Bechlau. And here again, here that Svara could be. If it fell on a Kli, so it's not as if it was off completely. If it fell on the ground, that's it. And it's as if you never had it on. Now you're putting a new bandage on. If you pick it up on the ground. Rashi. Elish appears. Lo shonu the tamei kama shorin lachzira. Even the Rabbanan and all, it's mutter to put it back if it fell off. Elish appears agabi kli. Ala karo ala kesis. Fell on a pillow or some other kli. Agabi kar kilechatchila dami. But if it fell on the ground, then it's as if you're putting it on completely from the beginning, and that's also. Omer Marber Vashi, Havi Kamina Kame Abba, standing in front of Abba, and Nafale Ave Sadya, the Komahadale, and I saw the bandage fell on the mattress, and he picked it up. Aminale, Lo Shava Lo Mar, Lo Hodom Rafchista, Machloke Shapir Shagabi Kli, Ava Pir Shagabi Karko Osir, Ba Omer Shmuel, Aloha Krabiuda. Don't you hold that the machlokes is dafka where it fell on a kli? If it fell on the karka, even Rabbi Yehuda says it's also. So when Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter, it's only where it fell on a kli. And where the Rabbanan said it's mutter, it's only it fell on a kli. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it's also. And Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So it should come out that if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, it's usher even if it falls on a kli. As the way that, they explain the machlokas, the way the Rav Chisda explained the machlokas, even the Rabbanan holds it's mutter if it falls off, if it's only if it falls on a kli. That's where Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that even on the kli is usher. Because if it would be on the ground, even Rabbi Yehuda would say it's usher. And we paskin, even the Rabbanan would say it's usher. And we paskin make Rabbi Yehuda. So it comes out that it's only mutter that falls on what's it called, according to Rabbanan, that falls on a kli. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's asher even on a kli. So how did you put it back on? We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer li, lo shmi'ali, klomar lo shvirali. Right? I didn't hear that meaning. I don't hold from that. I don't hold like that. I hold that the machlokes is if it falls on the ground. But if it falls on a kli, everybody holds its mutter. Or, I don't hold that the halacha is like a Yehuda. I hold the halacha is like the Chachamim, one of the two. So, if it falls on a kli, I can put it back. Rashi, And some say that the Chavashior says he said Lo Shmieli, and the Kolomar was a Hago on the side of the Gemara that said Kolomar Lo Shmieli. Lo Shmieli means I didn't hear it, I didn't know at all from it. I heard it, but I didn't listen to it. Rashi. A base sadya nofalo ala kar, shemarashosa, fell on the pillow. Kashmatargi marashosa visadoi. That's like the Yaakov Avinu made a pillow out of the rocks. That was called base sadya, isadoi. Lo sova lamar lo other abchista, the mokilabuksaya benofla al kli. Babilo hachi hos Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chisda said the machlokis is dafka where it fell on a kli. Fell on the ground, even the Tanakam holds it's osher. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says it's osher. I hold differently, not like Rav Chisda. I hold the machlokas as dafka where it fell on the ground. But if it fell on a kli, even Rabbi Yehuda holds a smoter.
So why wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda say that? Isn't that more of a chisda if it fell off on a kli?
Instead of what?
Instead of saying that you can move it here and move it there.
Yeah, he says, because he says it's exactly the same thing. Moving it here and there, if it didn't fall on the ground, that's only moving it from place to place. That's what Rashi said. Right. Stahavi kahuchla kabi alma. It's no different. Okay. Right. Kosher name of the mikdash shavalob medina. You have a musical instrument, and one of the strings breaks, so you can tie a knot in the string, because you needed the mikdash for the korbanos. They had to play shir by the korban. They used the instruments, but in the medina it's also in betchila. Rashi learns betchila means that it wasn't what you called broken before Shabbos. Kan v'kan also Rashi will see kosher neima's kinur shel shir aviyah. You have a harp and one of the strings broke. The carbon, and they need it for the carbon. Now, even though the shira is not makif the carbon, but the shira is a mitzvah in the mikdash, no worse than any other mitzvah. And since it's only nesed rabbanan, it's okay to do. In nitzik of the Shabbos, if it broke on Shabbos, then you can put it back.
What's
the nesed
rabbanan?
This rabbanan time.
Talking,
we'll see, making the knot in the way it is over here. Yeah. We'll see, the Gemara has two different ways of learning, but the way that the Gemara learns is that this is Nisa Doraisa. It's a knot, it's a Nisa Doraisa. And the Mela, it's Mutter and the Mikdash, because this Mandi Omer holds that Machshire Mitzvah are also Doche Shabbos. A Mitzvah that's Doche Shabbos, you need the Shira. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to play the shir, and something got broken on Shabbos, and you couldn't have fixed it Erev Shabbos because it wasn't broken Erev Shabbos. Then machshirei mitzvah, which you couldn't have done, the preparations for a mitzvah that you couldn't have done Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Shabbos, even Issa D'Raisa. That's Rebbe Elazar. That's how the Gemara is. That's how the Mishnah is talking. The Afal Gav B'Kesher Av Malachu, even though tying is an Issa D'Raisa, Nisekha Shabbos, you're allowed to do it since you couldn't have done it Erev Shabbos and you need it for a mitzvah and a mikdash, it's Tocha Shabbos. Then B'Tchila, Shalohaisa Shameola, the Yochel Lassos Me'es Malasser. However, if it wasn't there, B'Chlau, it was what's it called? It was broken already, there was no string there, B'Chlau. So now you could have done it yesterday. You knew you had to replace the string. And you could have done it before. You could have done it Friday. Then, what's it called? You can't do it on Shabbos. Anything you could have done Friday, you can't do on Shabbos. Gemara, Raminu, Nemas Kiner Shenifzika, Loha Yakosher, Lohonva. You can't tie it with a knot. You can only tie it with a bow, which is only Nisadarabana. But Nisadaraisa not. Or it says Lokasha, or Rabana, or Belasha. The Rebbe Elazar holds that machshirei mitzvah are doche Shabbos, so therefore you're allowed to do Nisa D'Raisa. Since without this you won't be able to play the shir, so you're allowed to do Nisa D'Raisa that you couldn't have done on Friday on Shabbos to prepare for a mitzvah. But the Rabbanan hold machshirei mitzvah are not doche Shabbos, and therefore even if you couldn't done it on Friday, you can't tie a knot. So all you can do is tie a bow. And that's only in the Sidur Rabbanan. And the Mikdash they weren't goals in the Yisrael Rabbanan. So when it says Rabbi Lazar, the Omer Machshirei Mitzvah Dochen Esar Shabbos Kosher. According to Rabbi Lazar who holds that Machshirei Mitzvah Dochen Shabbos, you're allowed to be over in Yisrael Doraisa and tie it. The Rabbanan, the Amri ain't Dochen, according to Rabbanan who say that Machshirei Mitzvah are not Dochen Shabbos, then you can't do an Yisrael Doraisa, and you only can do an Yisrael Rabbanan, which is Aniva. Where he says, "Here, Rabbi Lazar, I feel lechatchila nami." According to Rabbi Lazar, what difference does it make if it's lechatchila or not lechatchila? El lo kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbanan, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that aniva is also a kasha. That aniva is also chayv. There's nothing you can do. If you do a bow, it's going to be the same thing as doing the knot. So you might as well make the knot. And according to the Rabbanan, no, a bow is only the Rabbanan. And since a bow will suffice, you can't do an Issa D'Oraisa if you can get away with an Issa D'Rabbanan. Rashi. Pluk Shad Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan Gabi Mila. The original Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan is by Mila. If Machshirei Mila is Docha Shabbos or not. Rabbi Lezer Matir Lach Tov Eitzim V'Lasos Pechomim B'Shabbos Lasos Isma Lovable. If you don't have a scalpel, you're allowed to cut wood, make a fire, and make a scalpel on Shabbos for Bris Milah. And the Rabbanan hold, no, you're allowed to do the Milah, but you can't do the preparations for it. That wasn't Dochas Shabbos. Korban Sibur having mitzvah Dochas Shabbos. The Korban Sibur is Dochas Shabbos. The Shir having Machshira b'dinei. And the Shira is Machshirim. And anything that you need to prepare for the Shir is Machshirim, which is also okay. Any preparation for the mitzvah is okay. Even if it's not mark of the mitzvah.
Rabbi
Lazar
holds also in the
tchila,
should be
more time. One second, I feel the chatchila, Nami. The afilu lasos pechomin, shu machshir, shori. Right? The chatchila means even to make the pechomin, which you could have made Erev Shabbos, is also mutter. So Rabbi Lazar holds that since right now the thing is broken, right, the ma'aser you can make it too. So when he says, okay, it's not Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan, because going to Rabbi Lezer even b'tchila will be mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Aniva Ad Malach Masar Shabbos. The machlokas is whether you can tie it or only make a bow is a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda holds an Aniva is also in that Torah. Ein chilek ben Aniva l'kshira. The kosher d'ksover machshirei mitzadochit. And Rabbi Yehuda has to like Rabbi Lezer that machshirei mitzvah mutter. So you can do it. It's a d'oraisa. And there's no way of doing it. It's only the Rabbanan. V'ha the Tanya own vin Rabbanan. D'amri lab malachihi. V'kivan d'efshir baniva lo mechalim Shabbos. Since you can do it with a bow, why be over in Issa D'Oraisa of Shabbos if you can do it be Issa D'Rabbanan? Tosfos learns lechatchila doesn't mean what's it called that it wasn't there on Friday. It wasn't broken on Friday. It means lechatchila means even if it broke today, but you don't want to tie it. You want to replace the string completely, that's usher, no matter what. Right? Because that's not necessary. You can tie it. So replacing the string, right, by sosa below kesher, without tying it, that's usher, no matter what. To tie the string, that's where the hetter is.